at Fort Hood, Texas yesterday. Soldiers from the 1st Cavalry Division gathered in a big gymnasium to say goodbye to their families. They're headed to Iraq for a year-long deployment. Lieutenant Colonel Scott Brickwell is leaving on his second tour of Iraq. We got him on the phone to describe the scene there and then pass the phone around.
It is. They're doing roll call now. Lots of families standing by. Lots of last hugs, tears. I'm just getting ready to go on a one-year tour to Iraq.
Can you pull aside one of the soldiers?
Hello. This is our first class, Ruben Murillo. How you doing, ma'am?
Fine, thank you very much. So what did you do to prepare yourself and your family for this?
As far as family-wise, I tried as much time, you know, to spend with my family as I could. Just financial, just make sure all the bills were, you know, financially straight. My wife knew how to do everything.
Is there one of your wife or one of your kids standing there? You want to put them on the phone?
My wife is standing right here.
What do you say to your kids? What does he say, and what do you say to them to make them feel better about this?
We tell them that Daddy's going to go, and he's going to protect our country, and he's going to make the world a better place.
And the kids, they are how old?
A 6-year-old son and a 4-month-old daughter.
So your 6-year-old, you think he sort of gets it?
Yes. Daddy had a talk with them and told him he's going to be the man of the house, and he's very mature for his age, so he knows he has to take care of Mommy and his little sister.
Really wishing you all the best, and maybe if you wouldn't mind passing the phone back to your husband.
Hello?
Just one last thing. You're a sergeant. You have men under you. What do you tell them about this very moment, this moment of going from family into the war?
This is the hardest part. You know, yeah, you can go days on end without sleep and without eating, you know, being on a mission and not knowing when you're going to get back to the base and get some rest or get a good shower, you know, but that's the easy part, believe it or not. This is the hardest part. And once we get on the plane, then it's time to put your game face on.
Hello. Staff Sergeant Stone, William Stone, Infantry.
And this is your first deployment to Iraq?
Yes.
Did your wife give you anything or your kids to take with you?
My daughter gave me her Winnie the Pooh Bear.
Oh, no. are you going to have to explain that one to some of the guys?
No, I think that they all understand.
They get it, huh? So, you know, just take care of yourself.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, nice to meet you. I am Lieutenant Colonel Kenneth Carey. I have actually cleared 20 years the first part of September. The biggest challenge in preparing for this deployment was getting my daughters set for it. I have a 9-year-old daughter, and it was probably hardest for her. So I used the time I had with her, and actually several months before I started planning for the deployment to prepare her. The troops are leaving the building right now, the gymnasium, in a line.
Oh.
And they're getting applause from the soldiers that are supporting their departure and some of the family members.
Soldiers and family members of the 1st Cavalry Division speaking to us yesterday from Fort Hood, Texas, as they prepared to deploy to Iraq.